This program is brought to you by Babaway Media, overseen by the elders of the Chipman Road Church of Christ in Lee's Summit, Missouri.
Welcome to the program. This is Don Boyd. I want to welcome you to Benefits of Faith Week. Today we want to look at a benefit of faith, and I want to use a song to do that. The song is called We Saw Thee Not. Now, when you look at Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1, it says, Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. The word substance there is hypostasis, and it is, according to Thayer, a setting or placing under. So it's like a substructure. And also, this is a substructure of things that are hoped for, the great expectation that we have. It said it is the evidence of things not seen. The word evidence there comes from the Greek word elegakos, and it means, according to Strong's, proof or conviction. We have a conviction of things not seen. And then we look at the word faith, pistis. Thayer defines it as a conviction of the truth of anything, belief. In the New Testament, a conviction or belief respecting man's relationship to God and divine things, generally with the included idea of trust and holy fervor born of faith and joined in it. So we're looking at the evidence here. Proof of something that is proven or tested there. And again, that is the Thayer's definition. And we want to look at things not seen. And that's why I wanted to go to the song, We Saw Thee Not. Verse 1 begins, We saw thee not when thou didst come to this poor world of sin and death. We go and we look in Matthew chapter 2, verse 11. Matthew 2:11. After the birth of Jesus, whenever the wise men came, it says, and whenever they were come into the house, they saw the young child with Mary, his mother, and fell down and worshipped him. And when they had opened their treasures, they presented him gifts, gold, frankincense, and myrrh. You know, we weren't there to see him, but the wise men were. And we have evidence here in Matthew chapter 2. It also says there in the second part of verse 1 of the song, Nor yet beheld thy cottage home in that despised Nazareth. Well, we understand there that after the wise men had been warned by an angel not to return to Herod to tell him where the child Jesus was at, that Joseph was warned in a dream. And this is down in chapter 2, verses 11 and 12, or verse 12. It says, And being warned of God in a dream that they should not return to Herod, they departed into their country another way. Verse 13 says, And when they were departed, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream, saying, Arise and take the young child and his mother and flee into Egypt, and be thou there until I bring thee word, for Herod will seek the young child to destroy him. And then we drop down to verse 19 of chapter 2. It says, When Herod was dead, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared in a dream to Joseph in Egypt, saying, Arise and take the young child and his mother, and go into the land of Israel, for they are dead which sought the young child's life. And verse 23 says, And he came and dwelt in a city called Nazareth, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by the prophets, He shall be called a Nazarene. But it also mentions there that the city of Nazareth was despised. Well, look over in John chapter 1, verses 45 and 46. John 1:45-46. It says, Philip findeth Nathanael and said unto him, We have found him of whom Moses in the law and the prophets did write, Jesus of Nazareth, the son of Joseph. And Nathanael said unto him, Can there any good thing come out of Nazareth? And Philip said unto him, Come and see. So Nazareth was a despised city, apparently, from the statement we read there from Nathanael. But the next part of verse 1 in the song says, "But we believe thy footsteps trod its streets and plains, thou Son of God." Those are the things that are not seen here as we look at. We haven't seen Jesus walking in Nazareth. We did not see Jesus' birth. But we have evidence. We have a substructure of faith that we know that he was there. Verse 2 says, "We saw thee not when lifted high amid that wild and savage crew." We go back to Matthew chapter 27, and I want to begin reading there in verse 26. Matthew 27:26. It says, "Then released he," that being Pilate, Barabbas, "unto them, and when he had scourged Jesus, he delivered him to be crucified." Now look what happened. Verse 27, "Then the soldiers of the governor took Jesus into the common hall and gathered unto him the whole band of soldiers. And they stripped him and put on him a scarlet robe." This is after the scourging. "And when they had platted a crown of thorns, they put it upon his head and a reed in his right hand. And they bowed the knee before him and mocked him, saying, 'Hail, King of the Jews.' And they spit upon him and took the reed and smote him on the head. And after that they had mocked him, they took the robe off from him and put his own raiment on him and led him away to crucify him." And then we drop down to verse 33. "And when they were come to a place called Golgotha," that is to say a place of the skull, "and they gave him vinegar to drink mingled with gall, but he had tasted thereof, he would not drink. That mixture there would have eased his pain." Verse 35, "And they crucified him, and parted his garments, casting lots, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by the prophet. They parted my garments among them, and upon my vesture did they cast lots. And sitting down, they watched him there." Verse 39 says, "And they that passed by reviled him, wagging their heads, and saying, 'Thou that destroy the temple, and buildest it in 3 days, save thyself. If thou be the Son of God, come down from the cross.' Likewise also the chief priest, mocking him with the scribes and elders, said, 'He saved others, himself he cannot save. If he be King of Israel, let him now come down from the cross, and we will believe him. He trusted in God, let him deliver him now, if he will have him. For he said, 'I am the Son of God.'" Wild and savage crew. And then the next part of verse 2 says, nor heard we that imploring cry, "Forgive, they know not what they do." We go to Luke chapter 23, verse 34. Luke 23, verse 34. "There they were taking him," or verse 33, "when they were come to the place which is called Calvary, there they crucified him, and the malefactors, one on the right hand and one on the left. Then said Jesus, 'Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do.'" We didn't hear that cry. We didn't see him lifted up upon the cross. But the last part of that song, the last part there, of verse 2 says, "But we believe the deed was done that shook the earth and veiled the sun." There's evidence from the Bible that that happened. We go to Matthew chapter 27 again. Matthew chapter 27. And we begin reading there in verse 45. It says, "About the ninth hour..." Verse 45. "Now from the sixth hour, which is noon, there was darkness over all the land until the ninth hour, which is 3 p.m. So there's the veiling of the sun. Verse 46, and about the ninth hour, Jesus cried with a loud voice, saying, Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani. That is to say, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? Some of them that stood there, when they heard that, said, This man calleth for Elias. And straightway one of them ran and took a sponge and filled it with vinegar and put it on a reed and gave it him to drink. The rest said, Let be, let us see whether Elias will come to save him. And Jesus, when he had cried again with a loud voice, yielded up the ghost. And behold, the veil of the temple was rent in twain from top to the bottom, and the earth did quake and the rocks rent. We believe that that deed was done that shook the earth and veiled the sun. Verse 3 of the song says, We gazed not in the open tomb where once thy mangled body lay. Go to John chapter 20. I'm going to read verses 1 through 8. John 20, verses 1 through 8. The first day of the week cometh Mary Magdalene early when it was yet dark unto the sepulchre, and seeth the stone rolled away from the sepulchre. Then she runneth and cometh to Simon Peter and to the other disciple whom Jesus loved, and said unto them, They have taken away the Lord out of the sepulchre, and we know not where they have laid him. Peter therefore went forth and that other disciple, and came to the sepulchre. So they ran both together, and the other disciple did outrun Peter, and came first to the sepulchre. And he stooping down and looking in saw the linen clothes lying, yet went he not in. Then cometh Simon Peter following him, and went into the sepulchre, and seeth the linen clothes lie, and the napkin that was about his face not lying with the linen clothes, but wrapped together in a place by itself. Then went in also that other disciple which came first to the sepulchre, and he saw and believed. In verse 9, For as yet they knew not the scripture that he must rise from the dead. But that other disciple, he saw, or John, saw and believed. And we believe, even though we did not see the open tomb. We did not see the linen garments still laying there. And it says, Nor saw we in that upper room, nor met thee on the open way. You know, the upper room, let's go to Luke 24. Luke 24, beginning in verse 13. This is the walk to Emmaus. Met them in the open way here. Luke 22, verses 16 to 20, there is the upper room, and we will go to that one first. Luke 22, verse 12. It says there, Jesus told his disciples, And he shall show you an upper room, furnished there, make ready. And they went and found as he had said unto them, and they made ready the Passover. And when the hour was come, he sat down with the 12 apostles with him. And he said unto them, With desire I have desired to eat this Passover with you before I supper. So they saw him in the upper room. We didn't see that, but we have faith. We believe. And then the walk to Emmaus over there in chapter 24, beginning in verse 13. It says, And behold, two of them that same day came to a village called Emmaus, which was from Jerusalem about 70 furlongs, or about 7 miles. And they talked together of all these things which had happened. And it came to pass that while they communed together and reasoned, Jesus himself drew near and went with them. But their eyes were holden that they should not know him. And he said unto them, What manner of communications are these ye have one to another as ye walk and are sad? And one of them, whose name was Cleopas, answering, said unto him, Art thou only a stranger in Jerusalem, and hast thou not known the things which are come to pass there in these days? And he said unto them, What things? And they answered him, Concerning Jesus of Nazareth, which was a prophet, mighty in deed and word before God and all the people, and how the chief priests and our rulers delivered him to be condemned to death and have crucified him. But we trusted that it had been he which should have redeemed Israel. And beside all this, today is the third day since these things were done. Now stop there for a moment. We trusted that it had been he. That's past tense. We were hoping all the while is what that means. They had lost their faith. Verse 22, yea, and certain women of our company made us astonished, which were early at the sepulchre. And when they found not his body, they came saying that they had also seen vision of angels that said he was alive. And certain of them which were with us went to the sepulchre and found it even so as the women had said, but they saw him not. Then he said unto them, O fools and slow of heart to believe all that the prophets have spoken, ought not Christ to have suffered these things and entered into his glory? And beginning at Moses and all the prophets, he expounded unto them in all the scriptures the things concerning himself. And they drew nigh unto the village whither they went, and he made as though he would have gone further. But they constrained him, saying, Abide with us, for it is toward evening, and the day is far spent. And he went in to tarry with them. And it came to pass, as he sat at meat with them, he took bread, and blessed it, and brake, and gave it to them. And their eyes were opened, and they knew him, and he vanished out of their sight. Verse 32. And they said one to another, Did not our heart burn within us while he talked with us by the way and while he opened to us the scriptures? So they met him on the way there. But the last part of verse 3 says, But we believe that angels said, Why seek the living with the dead? That is Luke 24, verses 1 through 5. Luke 24, 1 through 5. Now upon the first day of the week, very early in the morning, they came unto the sepulchre, bringing spices which they had prepared, and certain others with them. And they found the stone rolled away from the sepulchre, and they entered in and saw not the body of Jesus. And it came to pass, as they were much perplexed thereabout, behold, two men stood by them in shining garments. And as they were afraid and bowed down their heads to the earth, they said unto them, Why seek ye the living among the dead? We believe that angels said that. And in verse 4, We walked not with the chosen few who saw thee from the earth ascend. Let's go to Acts chapter 1, verses 4 through 11. Acts 1, 4 through 11. Of Jesus it said, And being assembled together with them, that being the apostles, commanded he them that they should not depart from Jerusalem, but wait for the promise of the Father, which saith he, Ye have heard of me. For John truly baptized with water, but ye shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost not many days hence. And when they were therefore come together, they asked of him, saying, Lord, wilt thou at this time restore the kingdom again to Israel? And he said unto them, It is not for you to know the times or the seasons which the Father hath put in his own power. But ye shall receive power, after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem, and in all Judea, and in Samaria, and unto the uttermost parts of the earth. And when he had spoken these things, while they beheld, he was taken up, and a cloud received him out of their sight. And while they looked steadfastly toward heaven, as he went up, behold, two men stood by them in white apparel, which also said, Ye men of Galilee, why stand ye here gazing up into heaven? This same Jesus, which is taken up from you into heaven, shall so come in like manner as ye have seen him go into heaven. Then they returned unto Jerusalem from the Mount of Olive, which is from Jerusalem a Sabbath day's journey. So they saw Jesus, the chosen few who saw him from the earth ascend, who raised to heaven their wandering view. Then lo, to earth all prostrate bend. In other words, they worshiped. That's not mentioned in Acts 1, 4 through 11. So let's go to the book of Luke and look at chapter 24, verses 50 to 52. Luke 24, 50 to 52. It says, And he, that being Jesus, led them out as far as to Bethany, and he lifted up his hands and blessed them. And it came to pass, while he blessed them, he was parted from them and carried up into heaven. And they worshipped him and returned to Jerusalem with great joy. So we didn't see that happen. We didn't see Jesus ascend into heaven. But as the last verse of the song says, but we believe that human eyes beheld that journey to the skies. And they saw that, and they heard what the angel said there in Acts chapter 1, verse 11, which said, also, ye men of Galilee, why stand ye here gazing up into heaven? This same Jesus which is taken up from you into heaven shall so come in like manner as ye have seen him go into heaven. Over in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 14 through the end of the chapter, this is what is going to happen. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so them which also sleep in Jesus will God bring with him. For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not prevent them which are asleep. That would be asleep in the Lord. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we be ever with the Lord. Wherefore comfort one another with these words. Because whenever that happens, then the judgment day will come. And we turn over to Matthew chapter 25. We look at verse 31 down through verse 34. It says, when the Son of Man shall come in his glory and all the holy angels with him, then shall he sit upon the throne of his glory. And before him shall be gathered all nations. And he shall separate them one from another as a shepherd divided the sheep from the goats. And he shall set the sheep on his right hand and the goats on the left. Then shall the king say unto them on his right hand, come ye blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. What is the great benefit of faith? Everlasting life. The song, We Saw Thee Not, is a song that is based on faith. Faith, the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Well, again, this is Don Boyd. I want to thank you for tuning in to the Benefit of Faith Week here on Bible Way Media. And we look forward to being with you next time.
When you're in Moody, Missouri, you're invited to visit the Moody Church of Christ, located on Highway E in Moody, Missouri. The congregation there meets on Sunday morning at 10 a.m. for Bible class, 11 a.m. for worship, and then again at 6 p.m. for Sunday evening worship. They also meet at 6 p.m. on Wednesday night for Bible study. We thank you for tuning in today. We hope you enjoyed this program. You can find out more about Bible Way Media by visiting us at BibleWayMedia.org. You can also find us on several social media platforms now. You can find us not only on Facebook, but you can also can find us on Tumblr. You can also find us on the Twitter alternative known as Telegram, and on the Facebook alternative known as MeWe. We hope you enjoy this program. We hope you will share with others. And as always, we thank you for listening.